Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, July 17, 2019. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Right. Good morning, TNT.
It is Wednesday, that is for sure. We're still here, but not for much longer. But we are still here today, so far. So we do have some news to tell you guys. We do have some good points to tell you guys. But you're going to have to hold on. So I need to do this first. I feel like I told you guys about JM, my good buddy, and our good friend, but I'm going to ask you guys to do me a favor real quick. So, but let me tell you a little bit about him before we get started, because he was so important to us. And I got to keep thinking about it. You guys don't know who he is. And I wanted to bring him on the stage during our tour and introduce you. But this guy recorded every single call that we ever made. Ever since the very first one. He has recorded every single one of them for us, for our museum. And I have them all up until yesterday's call. Every single call is recorded. He has downloaded our entire site. He downloaded the PDR site. He downloaded our site. And he's done it after every call every week. I mean, the entire form. Anything that was ever written in the form, placed in the form, placed on the site notes, he has downloaded it all so that we could have it for history. 10 years worth of conversations and things on the site. 10 years worth of calls that we've been doing. He did that. And you guys sent all the letters in, and I had to have the books made, and he had them all digitized so I could have it all on flash drives, every single letter, every single note that was sent in from the congressmen, from the senators, and from you guys. He is the guy who did all that so that we could have it for prosperity. He has done so much for us as a TNT family, not just for the past, but preserving our future. And he spent so much time doing that because it's not easy to do. I'm going to give you guys his name and his address and his wife's name. And I would appreciate it if you would let her know and his family, because I went to his house and I went to go see his wife and his kids answered the door, and they're 20 and 22 young men. And I asked where was mom, and they tell me she's on the way back from India. She wasn't even home, hasn't even been home, haven't even gotten home yet. And this is what she's going to walk into. But I would appreciate if you guys would do the same thing. Hopefully you would do if it was me or Ray or anybody else, and take the time out to send his family a thank you and let them know that we appreciate what he has done for us over the years as a TNT family. So, her name is Vanita, V-A-N-I-T-A Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R, Vanita Parmar. His name was Jitendra, J-I-T-E-N-D-R-A Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R. And his address was 7606 Kavoris Drive, K-A-V-O-O-R-A-S Drive, Sacramento, California, 95831. I would appreciate it Ray would appreciate if you guys would show your appreciation and thanks and let his family know for the last 10 years, the time he took out and did all these things for us, the time he was waking his family, was greatly appreciated by the TNT family. I would thank you if you do that. Okay. I gotta think that I'll tell you guys everything. I think so. He just meant so much to us. You guys just don't even know. I mean, he obviously meant so much to me. You guys don't even know. He's a very good friend. But he was a very good TNT friend also. All right. Ray, let's get started. Did you send out any info blasts, anything?
Okay. No updates. Went out since Monday.
All right. So, no updates since Monday. We've been trying to stay in contact with our contacts, our people with their money pending accounts and everything else with all of our exchangers. Everybody's in location. They have been in location. Now, they were hard to get hold of Monday evening, Tuesday. Today, we have a little information coming from, they're still processing people. Yesterday, what we got, hey, we're getting ready for you guys. We're getting ready for everybody right now. That's what we're doing. Said, okay. Today, we got that everybody should be liquid by Friday is what we are. Everybody should be liquid by Friday. This thing should be completed. We just don't know when the start date is or the start time. Could be today, tomorrow, but they're saying by Friday, this thing should be full board. And I say everybody, liquid, everybody can start going to the bank, at least by Friday. Is what we're being told. Anyway, I got this from three different banks. They're saying it's in motion. Everything's moving. We can see it all the way down to the branch level. They know about it. Exchanges at the branch level were excited yesterday. They know about it. And said it's in motion. Nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the exact moment, but it is in motion. It is coming. But everybody supposedly should be able to see it by Friday, is what we're being told. So the only thing I know and what we're looking for is the Gazette, because Tish didn't tell me anything about the Gazette today. She usually watches it like a hawk. I know, but supposedly came out today, and there supposedly is an amendment that we're looking for afterwards. So we're going to have to look and see if what we want is in there. Should be, but we'll wait and see if they make it public or what time they make it public. But that's our basic information. We're sitting here waiting, pins and needles. Our guy that had got the 40-50 million was told he would have his entire balance by Friday. Okay. Again, instead of the 48 hours, we were told that any transactions, once you get started, you will have immediate access. Again, like we always said, 10%. And you should have access to your balance. They're now saying within 24 hours, you should have access to your entire balance. So that's all the additional information we have. We're sitting here waiting, just like you guys, anticipating, knowing that they're in there. They're sitting at their desk, on standby, on alert. They haven't been locked down yet, which may come today. Well, they still can't use their phones for the information. But I mean, we're just serving them pizza and stuff again, but they are anticipating it. And that's where we're at. All right, Ray.
Okay. Sachs H. Just, I have a trust account in two banks. Should I split the currency and deposit the blessing into both, or deposit it into one and then transfer? Will there be any tax repercussions? Well, first off, there's a difference between a trust having an account in a bank and an actual trust account. So I'm not sure which one you're referring to. But if it's a trust that has a bank account and another trust that has a bank account, if those two are not connected the right way, moving money from one to the other will be a taxable event. Okay, Pilot Jim.
All right, hold on. There's somebody sending me a text and saying the information is incorrect in the chat room. No, I want to correct it right now. All right. Her name is Vanita, V-A-N-I-T-A, Parmar, P-A-R-M-A-R. His name was Jitendra, J-I-T-E-N-D-R-A, Parmar. The address is 7606 Kavoris Drive, Kavoras Drive, Sacramento, California, 95831. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
And it is recorded for those who have challenges with being able to pick up what you just said. That way they can play it back multiple times at the end of the call. Pilot Jim says, please clarify, call the 800 number, you are assigned an exchange center to perform your exchange and so forth. Okay, question, are the 800 numbers from the banks? Are the exchange centers operated by the banks? And if yes to above, how does one choose a bank by calling the 800 numbers?
Yes, and supposedly in the exchange centers, they're supposed to be neutral. They're all being set up by Wells Fargo, but they're supposed to act neutral. And you can tell them which bank you want to exchange with.
SJT 1950. Yeah. Follow up on the 800 number program. If I move from New Jersey to Florida and I still use the New Jersey phone number, will they think I am in New Jersey and refer me to a New Jersey bank center? From what I remember, you might get routed there, but the minute you give the zip, which one do you give, the zip code? Yeah, the zip code, then they'll pick up you on the wrong exchange and transfer you to the line you need to be based on the zip code you give. I would think that's how that would work.
Go ahead, because I don't even know what the question was. So go ahead, sorry.
Dan Port says, when at the bank, should I ask for 2 to 4% compounded interest rate daily or weekly?
Well, you know what they say, shoot for the stars, land on the moon. So.
Shoot for the moon and land amongst the stars, right?
Well, the stars are past the moon, right? So you shoot for the stars, land on the moon. At least you will leave the Earth's atmosphere, okay? So
yeah.
I would ask for it all and see what you end up with. But guys, I very seriously doubt. Remember, I'm like 110% sure that a bank is not going to give you interest compounded daily. Not. Now, one of your investment opportunities, one of the platforms out there, one of the investments with the IMF may do that, but the bank is not going to do that. But go ahead and ask. Go ahead, what's next?
Okay, I'm reading over some. Keep from being repetitious. Okay, let's see. Carly Holmes says, we have heard that the banks are taking care of their documented high volume exchanges first, and then Orange will follow. Since they have it documented, how many high volume exchanges are they processing? Okay.
I have no idea.
Northern White Bar. Which banks and exchange centers are in Canada? Well, you'll find that out when you call the numbers that are going to be posted for the Canadian callers.
Well, I thought you said Kansas.
No, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Cute Boy says, let's say I have multiple different currencies and I go to exchange. Is it possible for me not to get the contract rate for any one of the currencies, even if I ask, because I presented all my currencies at an exchange, meaning they may look and say to themselves, but not to me, that this guy cannot get the contract rate because he would end up with too much money? Okay.
Okay. So you asked me, basically through that question, can I read somebody's mind and see what they're saying or possibly how they're going to think through this situation? Because being realistic, we've been told all you have to do is ask for the rate and you're supposed to get it. You're supposed to get it. Now, I've been told that from several banks. Some banks are going to negotiate with you. But we can't sit here and tell you what each individual sitting across from you is going to be thinking or how they're going to be thinking. We have told you to present yourself as professionally and knowledgeable as you can and go through the process. But I can't guarantee you that some guy might say, I'm going to tell her I don't have no more. Or I'm going to tell him I don't have any more. Because you upset him or did anything else. We can't control all those emotions, and nobody can. So going through that scenario is a no-win situation. What I would be concerned about is how professional, knowledgeable, and prepared I can go in there and show them that and ask them for the contract rate and go through the process. That's all you can control. So don't try to control things that are uncontrollable. Okay, right.
Let's see. Also, when they ask you a question, answer it. Don't be deviant and leave out stuff. Honesty is the best policy. So if they ask you how much currency you have, tell them. Don't leave out some trying to qualify for a contract rate. It's not worth it in the long run. But answer what's being asked. Don't volunteer a whole bunch of stuff. Just answer the question that's being asked truthfully. Okay, Pepito 3891424. Doesn't all tier one banks, wait a minute, doesn't all tier ones like Bank of America, Citibank, or Wells Fargo have their own 800 currency exchange number already for existing currencies? And if so, then we will need a new number to call or receive an RV on RV day. Your insight.
All right, wait a minute, guys. So, all right, I'm obviously distracted right now. So I'm just going to tell you guys that right now.
Okay. Can you repeat it?
Yeah. I'm getting some text and some other things, but go ahead.
Okay. And doesn't all the Tier 1 banks have their own 800 numbers? And if so, will we need a new number to call for the RV?
For the I think you can call. Yeah, you can call their own 800 numbers because they're still going to be doing business. Same way they always did, you can go through those steps and then tell them what you're trying to do, and they'll refer you to the number you should be calling. Because that number is for their regular customers. people walking the street. It has nothing to do with the RV, the exchange, or anything else. But you can call it, and I'm sure they're going to be ready, prepared for that, to redirect you to another number to call. All right, what's next?
Okay, let's see. Sunstar says, can family or private foundations invest in annuities and stocks? Yes, as far as I know, they can. Okay, if yes, can the foundations transfer annuities or stocks into a trust? For what purpose? So I'm going to say no. Number three, any news reports on Iraqi TV or in the mosque that you can share?
No news reports as of today. The only thing that we got from there this morning was there was a supplement to the Gazette, and we're trying to find out exactly what it said and when it becomes public. So that's what we're waiting for. Other than that, nothing broadcast on TV, no news articles, nothing is out there pertaining to us. Okay.
Nineball says, did you get the answers to the questions you had submitted to the banks on Monday's call? We didn't get a tweet, so I'm hoping you just forgot to tell us.
No, I didn't get the answers. They were actually, like I said, difficult to get hold of. People not answering, or returning, I mean, for the reasons that we already know. They've been told not to. They're hearing that information is coming out because they're listening to this call. So they're getting even stricter on it. And the first thing we got was this morning, well, actually last night, when they said it is now being processed. We're getting ready for you. So, and this morning, everything's in motion. Be patient. And then everything should be live by Friday.
Correction.
So
we did send a tweet out Monday evening. Now, why Nineball didn't get it, I don't know. But I forgot. I did send an update out, and that was that the high expectancy of rumors of a live rate, they were trying to get confirmations, and also that the limit on the dinar was now dropped down to $10 million for the cap, for the contract rate. I forgot I put that out there. But that was okay. After. So, Nineball, I don't know why you didn't get that tweet, if you're saying you didn't get a tweet Monday, I think. Okay, True Forever, let's see. Tony, you said on the last call that you would not take your wife with you to do your exchange. Of course, you were teasing, right?
Really? That's the question?
Let me see. She says LOL after that. A woman is powerful. But I know you were telling another man not to do that. I don't recall you saying you weren't going to do it. Okay, so here's the question. Okay. I'm not going for the contract rate. I'll be waiting for greater later. So do you think that I should schedule 3 days out from the time we receive the 800 numbers or schedule, go in, and try to negotiate a higher rate with a sooner appointment? I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Okay.
Get a higher rate for another time.
First of all, understand this. There is no greater later. There is no greater later when you're talking about the contract rate. The 4X rate is never going to be greater than this contract rate. So I don't want anybody to ever think that's going to happen because it's not. Now, we weren't going for the contract rate because nobody wanted to be restricted to the NDA that the Treasury was putting out. Our information is they're no longer doing that. The bank is going to use their normal NDA. So why wouldn't you go in and get the contract rate if you can give it? Now, if you can't get the contract rate, you can say, I want to wait. Or they won't give you a higher rate. Because then, yes, if it comes out at 365, it will be greater than 365 later because it will go up. As the hedge funds, everybody else find out that it's real and they jump into it. And that's only going to be for a short period of time. So you better be paying attention there. But right from the beginning, Why wouldn't everybody go in and ask for the contract rate? And then if they say, nope, I don't have it, it's already gone, whatever, then say, then I don't want to change. Now I'm going to wait until it gets greater later. If you're not going to give me the contract rate, or you're not going to give me a rate better than this 365, I'll see you when I see you. And that's after Forex raises the rate up. So don't mistake the two. Okay, what's next?
That's it for the written questions. So you have a bunch of them that I skipped. They were just questions we've answered multiple times before. So I'm assuming that some of these members are just out of desperation that they haven't been paying attention. And but that's what the playback on the calls are for.
All right. Let me say this because I got it. Somebody already went and looked it up. And yes, JN. JN is a friend who I want y'all to send letters to. And you guys are looking up, I guess, his name and Googling him. And somebody already looked up his house and they already sent me that, hey, this house is in foreclosure. Yes, his house is in foreclosure. Yes, he don't have any money. He's just like everybody else, or his family is. Yes, he's struggling through life, just like everybody else was, doing what he's doing. And that's what they can really do. His wife's from India. She doesn't work. He just got his two sons in school, depending on government. So I'm hoping this is done by Friday, and we can provide them with everything that they need. But if you can feel something to send to them, then absolutely. But I don't want to scrutinize his entire life. What I want you guys to know is he was here to help us. So, but yes, just thank you. Flowers, cards, want to send something, send something. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, let's talk with some live callers.
All right.
360, area code, you're on.
360 first?
Yes, you first.
Well, I'm impressed.
All right.
You're impressed with yourself? Are you impressed with yourself?
Oh, actually, I'm more impressed with my right index finger because it was the one doing the dialing. I just gave it the direction. So, still dexterity that it still is usable, to me, is at my age, is, to me, awesome. Totally awesome. It's raining cats and dogs here, and it's a great day. So I share that with everybody because I know that until this happens, it's not going to be the greatest day. But your attitude, like you say, Tony, is your attitude is everything. It's the only real control you have. And so I think if you look at it this with perspective, a good attitude will prevent the ulcers, it'll prevent the anxiety attacks, it'll prevent heart attacks, all kinds of stuff, by not getting yourself worked up for no reason. That was just the first thought that popped into my head. Into my head is if what you're being told is how it's going to be, and we realize that we're not going to know until we get to the bank to actually do the exchange for what is going to be reality and what isn't. If they're saying that we'll have the money within 24 hours, they are then saying that they'll be able to verify on site our currencies. And so my question is, will exchange centers and banks have the necessary means, the Delarue machines in particular, to be able to verify on site at that time, in your opinion?
Oh, I think they will have, for the most part, will have the Delarue machines, and they will verify your currency on site for the most part. There may be some situations where people go directly to a bank and they say, I still have to do it. Guys, when I give you information just like that, or system, that doesn't cover every instant 100%. In fact, it covers this is what These guys are saying this is what their overall plan is. Nothing is going to cover every single incident, every bank, at every location. Because they're going to be doing something a little bit different, I'm quite sure. But you will have the gist of what's supposed to go on. You will have a guideline to what's supposed to go on and be able to adjust to what really happens.
Okay, so it is conceivable then that whatever branch we go to or exchange center, that there may be a waiting period for the authenticity of our currency.
Right. Somebody in you know, Podoke, Arkansas, they're going to say, we can't do this. We'll do it, but I got to send it to, somewhere else in Arkansas. I got to send it over here because that's their job. They verify it. And then it's going to take them 48 hours, where somebody in New York is going to get their answer in 24 hours because it's going to happen just that quick, where there's going to be a little bit slower. So we can't say everywhere is going to be exactly 24 hours. I can tell you that's what the guideline says for the majority of us.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that makes sense. And as you pointed out, the reality is until we actually sit down at an exchange center /bank that we'll actually really know at that point in time what's going to happen and how it'll be handled from that point. So, I appreciate the desire by folks to want to pick your brain for the what's going to happen in the future. And we all have to share the burden of knowing that when we go in, our demeanor, our appearance, and all the intangibles that have been discussed in the past will come to bear when it comes to how we're treated. And so anyway, I'll leave it with that. I appreciate your time, and my condolences to Mrs. Parmar. I know that has to be a terrible thing to be going through, and I'll be sure and send a note of appreciation, because anybody who's gone back and listened to calls, anybody who's gone and looked and on the website and so forth, has benefited from the efforts that he put forth, and so he's certainly above many. Should not be forgotten. So I hope that'll get to his wife and his family, and I'll sign off and say have a great day, and we'll look forward to Friday's call and or something in between. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
you bet.
850 area code. You are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Good afternoon.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I guess my biggest question that I had was to touch on the tweet that the other guy didn't get. We were talking about the limits going from 20 million down to 10 million. Is that on the 2850, or is that on one of the different tiered ranges that we talked about a week ago, the 6 and the 8 and so forth?
It's on the 2850 that I know of. Now, the guy who told us it was a limit, he's at one of the tier 1 banks, but he knew nothing about the $8. He said, I don't know anything about that. I'm giving you the 365 or the 2850, and this is the limit. Again, that's what. Now, he is actually in charge of a couple exchange centers, so he may know what he's talking about. But I'm still going to go in and try and get the 20 million. Actually, I'm going to try and get the 30 million or 40 million and everything that I can, because nothing beats a failure but a try. But if he tells me that's the limit, okay, then I need to adjust what I'm doing and say, okay, well, I brought 40 million. If I can only get the contract rate on 10 million, that's all I want to exchange. Because this 30 million is going back, and somebody else is going to bring it in here. That's what I would do. But anyway,
that's exactly what I do as well. Okay.
Okay.
And then my second question. We're looking towards an amendment in the Gazette, supposed to be coming out sometime today, right? In this amendment to the Gazette, are we looking for something in reference to a rate change, something towards the budget, or what along those lines are we exactly looking for in the Gazette in that amendment?
We're looking for something to pertain to us in the RV. Yeah, if it does in fact happen. We've just heard about it. I've got people looking for it. Let's see if it comes out. Okay?
Okay. And that is all I had. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic-er, Tony, and again, condolences to yourself and to Mrs. Parmar and her sons. Wow. I'm just going to throw this out there, and please let me know what you think, Tony and Ray. What about setting up a GoFundMe page for that family? Would that be detrimental to their finances? In this case, Tony?
You know, here's the thing. Somebody asked me that yesterday, and when I was there, they are, you know, really proud people. I mean, and the boys really didn't want to do that without getting permission from their mother. So, because I told them they needed to go set it up if they wanted to do it. And then I would ask you guys to help if it came down to that. But they don't want people to know, so far as what I got yesterday from him, that they even need help. They, you know, they're just proud. And they don't want the community to know. But he's going to ask his mother. She's supposed to be home tonight. And I'm going to see where they're at. Hopefully I can talk to her. And hopefully if not, everybody can just send whatever they send. I mean, if they're willing to do it, I would absolutely do it and ask you guys to partake. But right now, they're unsettled. And, you know, things are still going through. And they're just a little too proud. He's feeling that she may not want everybody to know. So, we'll
Understood. We'll have to respect their feelings and then just wait to hear back from you. So, thank you very much for that.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you again to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina Barbecue. Make it a dynamite day, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
865 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call. Appreciate the info that you've shared thus far. I, too, was interested in the latest update that had been sent out with respect to the changing to the 10 million level. Was any explanation given in terms of why that was done? Is it that they're wanting to try to help more people to be benefiting, or are they starting to see that the pot of money is available for the contract rates are lessening?
I don't know, because my answer was in the form of a text, and it didn't come with an explanation. It just said, this is the limit. Again, guys, this is coming from one bank, you know, one person. I don't know what everybody else did. I mean, I got a tier two bank saying there's no limit, and that may be what they're going on. They said they're going until it runs out. So first come, first serve. I don't know how it was divided up between tier two banks and tier one banks. I don't know what the authorization is for any individual bank, if they can only give out 5, 10, or 100. But he said, we're going to give it out until it's gone, and all they got to do is ask for it. That was a tier two bank. Tier one bank says there's a 10 million limit. I say what? Go for it all.
Very much, very much. Trying to read my notes. I will say one thing that this whole process has done. It's made it that I cannot read my own handwriting anymore. I used to have good handwriting. I'm trying to decipher. I'm stalling a little bit. The exchange centers, how would you be describing them at this point? High alert, mid alert, that they are as frustrated as we are?
They're on standby, officially, is what they're saying, a bunch of them. Some of them are still on location, haven't gone back to their regular jobs. Matter of fact, yesterday we're talking to one, and they say, well, he's not coming back for another 2 weeks. So he is where he is for the next 2 weeks, not even going back to work. Some of them still are not talking on their phones, and I was going to say there's a relay system in place, but anyway, everybody should know something is happening. But they're being restricted on their conversations. Are they frustrated? Yes, the ones that are just sitting at their desk every day, just waiting for the go, are very frustrated. The ones that had to go in on Sunday evening are very frustrated, because here it is Wednesday, and we're still not doing anything, and I ruined my whole weekend. So, they're just like me and you.
Given the tenor of the information that's being presented to you, as well as the manner in which it's being presented to you, how do you envision Friday's call is shaping up? Are you seeing where that Friday call would still be a pre-RV call? Are you figuring that it's more likely that that would be the final call? And given that it's been such a long time since you've really gone over what the final call would be like, if you can give a 30-second scenario, not a 30-cent, but a 30-second scenario of just what that would entail, that I guess in my own mind I'm seeing it as just the two of you telling us what to expect, and that there won't be any of us on the other lines asking you questions. You would be telling us that, giving us the numbers, and we would be taking it from there. If you can just verify.
Okay. With the information everybody's saying this week, we're getting geared up right now. We're getting geared up for you, the Intel group, you know, the Internet group. That's who we're getting geared up for right now, is what I'm hearing. With wealth managers telling us, as of, you know, this morning, everybody will be liquid on Friday. That's all those STRs and all that should all be liquid on Friday, with the fact that it should be open to everybody. Well, he didn't say on Friday. He said by Friday. And everybody else said by Friday, you should see something. Then this should really be our last call, which I hope and pray to God that it is. And Friday's call, or before Friday, whenever they give us the 800 numbers, should be our next call. During that call, and then, again, I don't know how we're going to get it. I'm hoping and praying that they've been listening to me and they have prepared a site to just send you to that has everything on it, so I don't have to create it myself, wherever you create it and everything else. And we can just pass that information on. We'll do it. Then we'll do a call and give you the information that now can be freely given as we get it from our contacts. I know they're going to be busy, you know, within 2 hours trying to process people. So we're going to try and get that information as soon as we can, do a call as fast as we can before we're restricted ourselves, if we are, and give you what we can so we can all work and get the best deal. So I don't know exactly what's going to be said, because I don't know how they're going to give it to you. I just know we're supposed to get it, give it out. I do know if it's a single number or a single link or anything, I will immediately tweet that out without the phone call. And as soon as they say I can, I'm just going to tweet it out, because everybody doesn't want to get on the phone. Everybody doesn't want to be a part of that. They just want to start calling the number. I'm going to make it available to you just as soon as they tell me I can. The fastest way is for me to tweet it out, so we got 140,000 people immediately, and then go from there. Anybody wants to get any further information, we'll have to wait until we do the call. And really, that's all it's going to be. I'll run down the information that we've been given, and then we can do a Q&A. We'll do that, and everybody will start heading to the bank.
Sounds like a wonderful plan. Appreciate it ever so much. And for me, it's 10 days from whenever this is. That's going to be the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project. And at this point, we just might be able to get it into July still if they do it soon. You know, but if it's August,
that's
so
right.
But I'd like to see it as Christmas in July is what I'd be like to look for. So, again, appreciate it ever so much. And I'll let you go on to the next caller. Again, we appreciate everything that you do for us. Thank you ever so much.
All right.
Wealth Found Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 951, area code, you are on.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to hear the exciting news. And just hopefully, yes, this is the last call, and it will actually happen this time. And I just have one question. Yes, most definitely. Let's pray and hope, yes. I'm sorry to hear about your friend there, Tony, and everything, you know. And, you know, we're all fighting life's little battles, and unfortunately your friend lost his battle with life, you know, and actually that is part of life. But I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to say is I've been fighting my own little battles, and compared to that, they are very little battles, and you just kind of put life in perspective for me again. So, you know, but, you know, fortunately when we're in the middle of those battles, we think they're the biggest thing in the world, and they're not, you know. But anyway, I thank your friend for everything he did, man. It's just like, you know, it's like we all don't know what goes on behind the scenes of this call here, what you and Ray have to go through, and, you know, what it takes to keep this call going and everything else, you know. So I thank you guys for that also, you know. So,
all right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. But I think the question I have is for Ray. I think you guys talked at one time, I think it was mentioned something about maybe the bank would want us to sign like a trust or something when we go in there. And then I know recently you said, like, you know, the bankers really aren't our friends. They're just, you know, they're out to make money for themselves, and that's okay and everything like that, you know. But a question I have for you, question I have, and I don't know if that's true about the trust or not, but a question I have is, what is a skeleton trust?
That's a good question.
Okay, let me say this. Wait. Ray can answer that. But I want everybody to hear me. Some idiot, and that's what he is, complete idiot, who tried to sell you guys some of his trust and tell you can't exchange unless you get one of his trusts. Or some other idiot tell you that the bank is going to require you to set up a trust to do your exchange. Guys, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. Nobody walks into a bank and the bank says, I'm not going to take your deposit unless you set up a trust. And then one of our guys got to do it, so we'll be in charge with it. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. Nobody walks into a bank right now, says, hey, I want to exchange this foreign currency. And the bank says, I'm not going to do it unless you set up a trust and you let our guys do it so we can be in charge of it. That is the stupidest mess I ever heard. Why anybody would want to believe it? Why this idiot would even want to put it out? Well, I know why. Because he got people to pay him to do a trust that anybody could have done, and only if they wanted it. Or why this guy's misleading people about the bank makes it. As a matter of fact, this is what you guys do. You look at who gave you that information. Look at them, write their name down. Then you call the bank and you ask them, do they ever require you to have a trust? Do they ever, under any circumstance, say they're not going to do business with you if you don't have a trust? And then you let that idiot know what you found out. Sorry, I've been hearing that for months, and it just doesn't make sense. And I don't know why they keep putting that out. Go ahead, Ray, about the skeleton trust. Sorry.
Okay. Like I was saying, I have no idea what a skeleton trust is.
No.
So it's something that if the bank is supposed to be offering it, you can call your bank and ask them about it and see what they say.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to do it anyway. I was basically asking for the benefit of everybody else on the call, because when this is all said and done, I'm going to be contacting some attorneys to get some trust set up. So anyway, so like I said, thank you guys for everything. Sorry for the loss of your friend. And let's just pray and hope this goes this week here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
303 area code, you are on.
Is this yours truly?
Hey, oh, sir? Wait. Ray.
Yes.
The volume went away.
Who, mine?
Yeah.
From
I
here.
Can barely hear you.
So, okay. I don't know what happened. How about now?
Me either. But I can barely hear you. I don't know about everybody else. My volume's
okay.
All the way up.
All right. I don't know. I'll see what happened on this end. All right. 303?
Yeah. I'm with you. Thank you very much for picking my call. I would like to have you critique my scenario with what I would like to do upon exchange. I have Zim, I have Dinar, and I have Dong. It's my understanding that if I go for a contract rate with the Zim, that will require me to invest in a project in Zimbabwe. Is that correct or no? Hello?
Yep.
Hey.
I couldn't hear him.
Oh, okay, because everybody's texting me that they can hear me fine. So.
I know. It wasn't you guys. Somehow I hit the speaker on my phone and it went down. So. But
okay.
I didn't hear. You have to repeat it. Sorry.
May I repeat then?
Most definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. I do have Zim, Dinar, and Dong. And is it my understanding correct that in order to get a contract, or I should say in order to enjoy the fruits of a contract rate in the Zim, I must invest in a project approved for use in Zimbabwe? Is that correct?
That's what we were told, that that you need a humanitarian project for that to get the highest ZIM rate. Now, I know people who exchanged last week in the last 2 weeks have been given 35 cents on the ZIM without a humanitarian project. Now, supposedly
okay.
with the humanitarian project, you can get up to $2.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's a little area for negotiations. Okay. The objective I have is to get the contract rate for the dinar. I don't have a lot of that, a little under a million. I have a good holding, sizable holding for dong, and I'd like to get the contract rate for the dong. What is that right now? Is it still about
$2.25? $2.27 is what we're being told.
Okay, now, can you negotiate that outside of the contract rate to, let's say, $2? How does that issue work?
Why would you take less?
I wouldn't, really. I just ask, is there an incremental, like you had for the dinar, you went from 365 to 4 to 8 to 10, et cetera, going all the way up to 2850. Now, is there such an arrangement for dong exchange?
What we got was, it was 47 cents, 227, and as high as $6 were the rates that we got for dong.
Okay.
Now, those rates, so I'll tell you guys, those rates came from someone who was not at the exchange location, but was very high in the bank itself, but not part of it, is where that came from. People direct at the exchange, the guy in charge says they have three rates, $365, $8, and $28.50 are the three rates that they will be offering.
For the dong?
Oh, no, for the dinar, I'm sorry. For the dong, he said 47 cents and 227. He did not say the $6.
Okay. 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 Very good. Is there any restriction on who gets access to the NDA that you sign with the bank? Where is that posted, and who has privilege to it?
It's going to be the bank's NDA. So the bank will have control of the NDA. What their
okay.
internal workings are, I don't know.
Okay. All right. And we still think that we're going to be well underway on this thing by Friday. I think that's how I interpret what you said earlier.
That's what I'm being told as of this morning.
Well, shame on you. You didn't make it up yourself based on very intelligent information?
Nope.
We all
exactly what I was being told. By Friday, we should be well underway. All SKRs should be liquid by Friday, is what I was told.
You're really a conduit, right?
That's all I've ever been.
Okay. Well, just going back to the comment you made about your wife not going with you to the exchange, she's the spigot in all this, right?
Well, one thing is, you guys better quit saying that for somebody tell her.
Okay. I'll behave myself. Well, with that,
okay.
I appreciate you so much, and we're all rubbing our hands together for the good call we're going to have on Friday. All the best. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, take care. 336 area code. You are on.
Yes, greetings from North Carolina.
From North Kakalaki?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
How are you?
I'm blessed, doing well. And you, sir?
Well, I don't know what you were besides static, but I'm great today, so I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said I'm blessed.
Oh, okay.
Blessed, yes. And if you allow me just to read this scripture, it's for you and Ray.
No, this is Q&A, ma'am. The line's for Q&A. If you have a question, then we're entertaining questions.
Okay. Well, it was just a little token of love. That's all it was. It was saying the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And that goes for both of you.
All right.
Yes. On the website, I'm not able to get through, and I guess you got so many people that's trying to log on, but it's not letting me get on the website. But I noticed to register for the event when the RV falls, that it's got North Carolina closed. Would that be opening anytime soon when the RV drops?
You know what? We did that a couple of years ago when we actually thought this was going to go. And just to see how many people we were getting, how fast. And actually, we have to add to those locations. But it will open. But I will tell you guys, it took less than 15 minutes for those locations to fill up to 1,500, 1,600 people. And I had over 8,000 people for Las Vegas. I mean, in less than 15 minutes when we put them up there. And, you know, I'm putting the bill for every one of these. I'm going to pay for it. Not going to cost anybody anything to walk through the doors. It's not about making money. It's about us enjoying each other and having many celebrations and getting to meet people. But each one of those locations is going to have to be limited. And I'm going to say the smaller locations, max, I'm going to take is 2,000 people, max. And even at Vegas, I mean, we had 8,400 and something in 15 minutes. So I'm going to say max I can even take there is going to be 10,000 people. And this is all going to cost me some money, so I got to cut it off somewhere. So I'm going to tell you guys, after the RV, we're going to put those back up. But as soon as it's full, and you know, I explained, I will go through it, and I want to give people who contributed to the site, to us, made donations and helped us through this process, first opportunity to attend those, and that's how we're going to do it.
Okay. And also, Tony, anyway, I have over 20 years experience in administration. So if you ever need any help with your projects, I'll be glad to help when the RV falls.
20 years experience in what?
Administration.
Oh, okay.
Office administration. All right. Yes, sir. So I don't know. I would have to give you my email. If, you know, Ray got that number right there. And once again, thank you so much. And I'm sorry for our friend. And I will be sending a card out to the family. And hopefully the RV falls. I'll be blessing them as well. But Psalms 37:23, that's for you and Ray all day long. Love you so much. Thank you for what you do.
Okay, wait. Where do you live in North Carolina? Where do you live?
I live in a small town called Reeveville.
Called what?
Reeveville. R-E-I-D-S-V.
Okay, I don't know. I just wanted to see if you live close to Raleigh, because that's where I'm going to do it at, in Raleigh, that you could help.
It's
but,
about
okay.
an hour drive. No problem for me to get there. It's about an hour drive from where I'm at.
Okay.
I'm
all right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
423 area code. You are on.
Howdy. That's me.
Afternoon.
Excuse me. Good afternoon. I can't remember. I think it was last week, maybe week before last, Ray, when you sent out that little text that said, and I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. By Friday, we will all know. Where all the currency holders will know where to go for an exchange. Remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one.
Okay. I could not believe it, but I had a physical reaction that night. I mean, my legs started going weak. My arms started going weak. I've been in this thing 9.5 years. How many false starts have we had? I could not believe that happened. And then just then, when you said, Tony, that we're gonna all, it's in motion and it'll all be done by Friday. It happened again. Now, I have never had that reaction. I'm very physically healthy. And when this happens, what do you think? Do you think a lot of people are going to have that happen to them? And how can, I mean, I'm just praying for God supernaturally to calm me down. But, of course, I've never done anything like this in my life. I've never had a massive amount of money to deal with. And I don't want to have a reaction. It just happened, just involuntarily, you know. But can anybody suggest anything I should take to calm myself down?
Well, I can only suggest what I have. The guy asked, was I a conduit? And I said, always have been. All I can do is pass you the information that we get. Now, some people intentionally want me to. Some people have asked me to. And, you know, and that's what I do. I can't control it. But I do like the fact that, you know, a woman tells me that her that my voice gets her excited. That's pretty cool. But anyway, But listen, guys, you cannot, and I like the fact that, because I want it to happen for all of us, but I don't put everything into this myself. I pass it along. I hope and pray to God that it happens. I look at it and I put the pieces together and I say, does it make sense to happen? Yes. Now, should you be excited? Yes. Controlled excitement, though. Controlled excitement until Friday actually comes, and even more so. What is going to happen when it does finally happen, all this anticipation and excitement that we've had for a whole lot of people is going to turn into fear because they haven't had it, because it's become reality, and they're going to have no idea what to do. And then it's going to be more stress and strain. And we don't need anybody going through that. Okay?
Right. So, well, it's something that you
calm down.
Elect to do. Well, I know it. I wasn't telling myself to have that reaction. It just happened. It just like, boom. I said, this is weird. I've never had this reaction for anything except when my brother passed away of a heart attack. That was 15 years ago. But now, do you think this is different than whenever that went through a week and a half ago or whatever, that we would know where we were going by Friday? Do you think this is different than that one?
I think it's different. And even then, it could have and should have gone through. We got it from the banks. We got it from our committee guy. We got it from Treasury. Everybody was actually scheduled to go through. It's actually scheduled now. We were told, and Light Ray put out rumors that the rate was live and has been live. So it could go at any moment. And I do believe they do have it scheduled to go between now and Friday morning or Friday. He said by Friday we should know. And again, I think I told you guys at the call that some exchangers sitting down at their desks, not at the exchange centers, but at other locations, are now excited and saying that the ball is rolling. This thing is really moving now, and it's about to happen. So as I know, it gets down to every level. It's down right now to everybody except the tellers. They're the last ones that need to know. And now that it's in the branches, it should be tellers are next, which means we're next.
Well, you know, in the last three weekends, one of the weekends we thought it was going to go, and then something came up, and I can't remember what it was. They had to re-educate people. Then the next weekend, it was supposed to go, and there was some kind of a blitz, I think, about international banks being hooked up. Then when last weekend, then all of a sudden, they decided they had to get the whales done first. We thought it was going to go, but then all of a sudden, they're doing the whales on Friday. That sounds weird, don't you think, Tony, that all of a sudden?
Well, it wasn't all of a sudden. For months, we've been told there was going to be a slow rollout. They had planned to do a slow rollout. We don't know when that was a start, stop, or what that was. Last week, Monday or Wednesday, it was supposed to go live. We were told the banks have the green light and they can go when they want to. And they started going. We got from several banks. They're choosing their largest shareholders or account holders, and they're giving them first opportunity, and they're giving them the max as they do that. Why? Because they had money there. They know they didn't need this money, and they were going to leave it in the bank. So they made a decision that benefited the banks. Let's put it where we know we can keep it first, because all these people already got money, so they don't really need it. So we know we can keep it. I mean, it's a bank. That's what they're supposed to do. They're trying to make money. So now as they get through with those and go down, they say, okay, now you guys are next, and this is when we're going to start. So our next word was, we're getting ready for you guys now. Getting ready. I was like, what does that mean? How long does that take? We're going to see it.
Yeah.
And this morning we're getting, by Friday, you guys should see it.
So, all right. So it's still
that's
in the
what we
got to
live with.
Okay. You were saying that there was a $10 million ceiling on, I mean, not $10 million ceiling on getting the contract rate. That means 10 million dinar, right? Not $10 million.
$10 million is what we were told yesterday. We've been saying, they've been saying 20 million dinar. So this one bank, because we wanted to clarify, it said 10 million. I'm still going to go in there and try and get 30 million or 40 million if they give it to me.
Yeah. I have, just ask for it, huh? Okay.
That's right.
And my another question I have is, does the bank secure our money, like millions of dollars go into our account? Do they secure that nobody's going to steal it out? Do they have all the devices right so that it is like nobody could get it out except us?
Do they have all the devices? They have they have a process to get the money out the bank. They try to protect the bank itself electronically, but nobody getting it out but you is up to you. Are you going to put your password on your computer with your login and that? Is somebody going to get in your computer and get it? Then it works. Are you going to, you know, let your card be copied at an ATM somewhere, or that not looking to see, is there a copier on the front of the ATM instead of that? Okay, the bank can't control those situations. They do have security. They have cybersecurity. And guess what? Even that gets broken into sometimes. So there is no 100% anything. They protect it the best they can. They insure it the best they can. And then you can go from there. I'm pretty sure you can be insured from theft if it's the bank's fault. But if somebody using your password, your login, your code, they might say, hey, we didn't give it out. You did.
Right.
Or your computer got hijacked. So that's up to you to secure that.
Yes, because I remember years ago you said when this happens, you get a laptop, and that laptop is only used for communication with your wealth manager about your money, nothing else.
That's
so
what I'm going to do.
Like that would be that seems like a simple way to do that. That's definitely what we're going to do.
I'll take off every other program on that computer or get one of the supercomputers that has nothing else but that. I would never visit another website besides my bank account.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm going to try to calm down here, and I'm praying this is it so we won't have to keep going through a, here it comes. No, it's not. Here it comes. No, it's
not. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Let's hope this is it.
Thank you all so much, Tony and Ray. You're a blessing. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay,
bye-bye. 916, we'll squeeze you in. 916.
I guess that must be me. Good
yes.
afternoon and good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You have my condolences, Tony. Well, we, you know, our friends, and I'll definitely be sending the family something out, and we'll also mention them in prayer. You know, because the Bible does tell us that we're supposed to mourn with those who mourn. I'm excited. All the questions that I have been answered, and I just look forward to this happening this week as well. So thank you. Look forward to meeting both of y'all. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. 818.
Here we go. Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. Tony, I'm sorry about your loss with your friend.
Thank you.
Hello? Okay.
I said thank
Hi.
You.
You're welcome, uh-huh. honey. Question. A while back, Tony, I don't know, last year, the year before, we mentioned when the money goes into the, when we meet with the appointment and we have the funds, we put it in, we should immediately transfer it into another account, maybe within the bank, because everybody will see that immediate deposit. And that was, and partly that was because at the time we didn't know if the dinar was going to be tax or tax exempt. Do you still recommend that we, or suggest that we, when we put our funds in, whatever it is, that we, like a day or two later within that bank, just transfer it over so that not everybody and their uncle could see that account?
Okay. I said do that, first of all, because they've hired a bunch of tellers and other bank employees to be your exchanger, as well as wealth managers, depending on how much you have.
Right.
I don't know that guy. He's not going to be my permanent wealth manager, whoever it is. I didn't want him having access to my account. So when
okay.
I got my new wealth manager, I said I'd like to open a new account that only you and I have ever had access to. So I don't have to worry about all of that. I want to open up a new account, and I want you to stipulate that the bank will not use it for any of their partners, business, advertising, anything else. And anyone who contacts me needs to contact you first. So anybody going to look at the account and saying they need to contact that wealth manager before they contact me, that's going to cut down so much that you guys are about to get as people want you to do this, do that, or offer you this and all kind of offers and things that you're going to get if that account is not protected.
But you might not think, based on the funds that you have, you might or might not have an appointment with a wealth manager, true?
Oh, everybody's going to have one sooner or later, or a private banker. Now,
no,
if you
I'm
have,
saying when you have your appointment and like a day later, you go back into the bank and you transfer that account money into another account, even without the wealth manager, so that the old people who set you up are not seeing that account.
You could do that, but then you get your wealth manager. Somebody still has access to your account. Somebody set it up. Somebody besides them knows you have that kind of money in the bank. A lot of people.
Got it.
I just said it was something I would do with my wealth manager, so I never have to do it again, and that's me and him. It may be a week later when you have your appointment with the wealth manager, but whenever it is, this is my plan.
Okay. If you don't choose that wealth manager, you still would have moved the money over within that account before you move it elsewhere, correct?
I'm going to move it over after I meet my wealth manager.
Oh, after.
Yeah,
okay.
After. If I like him, he's the one we're going to go do it. If you don't, whenever I get my new guy, this is the guy I want, that's the guy I'm going to do it with.
Okay. Did you ever find out about the fees that the banks were charging when they were getting outrageous? With their
I found out, but guess what? I guess we talked about it because they decided they weren't going to do that.
They weren't going to do what? Have any fees? Exchange fees?
Charge them the outlandish fees that they were attempting to charge.
So they won't have fees. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it's not what you're hearing. I had a guy who was doing a transaction, and they told him, they gave him two scenarios. In one scenario, they charged him 15% in fees. The other scenario, they charged him 7% in fees. And I said, I didn't agree with either one of those. I thought that was ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, we talked about it on the call. He has since told me that they now are not charging him any fees.
Okay. Based on any amount, true?
Well, based on his amount. And
based
now,
on...
you can expect, I mean, you know, 1% to 2%. We've heard that. At least 1% or less fees, because the
yes.
banks are in this to make money, guys. I mean, that's their goal, to make money. Now, you can negotiate your fees based on how much you have and say, I really don't want to pay you that unless you raise my interest up from 7% to 8% a year. Now we can talk if you want to do that. But you need to know how to negotiate.
Okay. And do you know if there's a cap on the dong for the contract rate?
I was not given a cap.
Okay. And I think that was it. Abbott Downey is the safety behind Chase. They're the insurance company. Would one have to deal with them if you were a Chase customer? Or that's automatically handled by Chase, or is that in negotiation to secure funds?
I don't know. Abbott Downey that I know is associated with Wells Fargo with clients with $50 million or above. I don't know anything about Abbott Downing and Chase.
Okay, because Chase had mentioned, Chase and their paperwork is Abbott Downing. Okay, thank you very much. Again, my condolences, and I will send off a card to the family. Thank you again, and have a safe, cool day wherever you are.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Ray.
All right. All right, sir.
All right, guys.
Step up time.
All we can say is good information this morning. Everybody's getting ready. They're at the starting blocks is what they're telling us to take off at any time. But we should be in motion by Friday. That was the word, by Friday. We should be in motion. SKR should be liquid. Let's see what happens. If it's by Friday, then we won't be having a call on Friday because it'll be all over. If it's on Friday, we'll be right here, ready, willing, and able. All right? So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you when I see you. Ray?
Okay, that's going to do it for us for this hump day Wednesday. And whatever happens, whenever it happens, we'll update you between now and Friday. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will grow
blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What?
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.